Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17th of the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Cliff Inico, small business tax attorney extraordinaire, one of the few out there, folks. And I encourage you, he works all over the country, so I encourage you to find him at succeedinginyourbusiness.com. And you see all the things he writes, his books, and he can help you do his mass communication or otherwise. Cliff, thanks again for being here. And by the way, the books, folks, is he's got several legal books on and marketing books on eBay. He's got a crowdfunding book. He's also, his Money Hunt book is still the thing of legend. Okay, Cliff, one of the things that I've talked about on the show over the years is how different the marketplace thinking is in Europe compared to America. Mm-hmm. So a number of ways. The way they think about liability. In fact, in some ways, I like the European legal system, because if you bring a case and you lose, you pay. Mm-hmm. And right. they don't put rails and warning signs up on canal walls, banks over there. They assume that you're smart enough not to fall in. And so I like that part of their stuff. But they've gotten really quirky about the online world, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. Well, what's happening now is they're challenging the U.S. view of things, is what's going on. For the last 25 years or so, when you talk about Internet law, you're talking about U.S. law. There really wasn't a whole lot of stuff overseas, and that's changed.
And the Europeans
now.
Didn't like that, did they?
They did not, and they're challenging in a lot of ways. You're seeing it in the way they're going after Google and Facebook in their antitrust mm-hmm. system. You're seeing it there. But it's happening a lot in little ways, too. There was an interesting case that came down in December. The European Court of Justice came down. It's called the Coty case, COTY. You know, Coty is the big luxury goods. They make perfumes and stuff like that. They're a big luxury goods manufacturer in Europe. Well, you know, one of the big issues here in the United States has been, can you sell luxury goods on eBay and Amazon and places like that? Can I go to a luxury goods manufacturer, buy a whole bunch of perfume, and turn around and sell it on eBay and Amazon and try to make more money that way? You know, U.S. law has been pretty supportive of that. There was a Supreme Court case a couple of years ago called Kiertsing, which basically said that activity does not violate the trademark laws. The manufacturers can't do a thing
so
about it.
So I can buy it and sell it as new or as used?
Well, as used. You're really supposed to do it as used, but a lot of people do it when they get away with it. But basically the Supreme Court approved that. They said it was okay. Now, Europe, though, is taking a different approach. In the Coty case, what Coty did basically...
Can I stop you for a second? Let me tell you how this is rolling out, because I have ladies in my life who are doing this. They'll buy a purse,
right,
and they'll use it for 3 months, and then they'll sell it on Etsy or eBay or something like that, and then and basically get most of their money back, because maybe that purse isn't available anymore, and the person can buy it online. It's new, and then they take that money and they go buy another purse.
Yeah,
and they don't know they're arbitraging.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They don't think of it that way. I mean, but that's the name of it. They call it retail arbitrage. And basically, it's taking advantage of inconsistencies in the distribution system. There's mm-hmm. a lot of parts of the country where you cannot get genuine Coach handbags.
If you go to New York City and buy a really swanky handbag and you try to sell it in flyover America, you can probably get your money back or more.
And more, exactly. You actually can make money on it, especially if you buy. I mean, there are people who do this. They go to the outlet malls. I live near a lot of outlet malls here in Connecticut, and people go there and they buy the stuff that's 80, 90% off, all the clearance stuff. And, of course, the outlet people love that, you know, because they're getting rid of their merchandise. And they're going on and selling it on eBay for 20 to 30% off.
Out in the hinterlands. You know, out in Sheboygan.
Out in the hinterlands, that's right.
And Peoria and Dimebox and Liberty
they,
and places
yeah,
like
they,
that.
They make a ton of money with stuff like this, exactly. But, of course, the luxury goods manufacturers don't like this because it takes away from the exclusivity of their name.
But it's legal in America. But what are they doing in Europe?
Okay, well, in Europe, they did something very, very interesting. Coty basically started putting terms in its contracts with retailers, you know, prohibiting them from reselling online and especially prohibiting them from selling to people that they know are reselling online. Somebody challenged that, and it went all the way to the European Court of Justice, which is like their Supreme Court. And they basically came down on Coty's side and said, this was okay, you can do that. A luxury goods manufacturer has the right to control their channel of distribution, and they can prohibit resales on eBay and Amazon and such other places if they choose to, which, of course, now they're all doing in light of this ruling.
Right.
So now the question is, you know, what is the – so now we have a situation where European law and U.S. law are kind of at loggerheads here. They go in different directions. So, you know, how do you comply with this? Well, I think the approach that I think the big companies are taking right now is that they're taking the view that this only applies to their overseas operations. So if you're buying stuff on eBay.fr, which is the French site, then the Coty ruling will apply there, but it wouldn't apply to stuff that you buy on the U.S. site, you know, eBay.com. I think that's the approach that they're taking right now on this thing, but it's going to be interesting to see if U.S. luxury goods manufacturers start picking up on this and try to see if they can get the same ruling.
And this, there's some other EU things I want to talk about when we come back after this break. Number one, I want to explain what I think is causing why Europe is responding this way and why America doesn't. And then there's also this privacy stuff, the right to be to disappear.
The GDPR and all that stuff.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that when we come back after this message with our good friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.